Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day, every day. Soon the clouds will free the rain. Let the secret of the sunshine. Good day, every day. The mother peacock doesn't show. Father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit to who isn't always credit given. Lion reigns throughout the land. King of the jungle. Returning to his den, he finds the stars have fallen closely.
Better wait for the tractor to arrive.
Oh, no.
What color tractor is it?
It's a Case 580 backhoe.
So it's yellow.
Who's in the front?
Brown. What's on the front? A bucket.
Oh, the backhoe, you know. I was wondering who was in the front.
Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. It's the DJV gang. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. So let's start with some good news. Again, those of you who have been convinced by the news media that the world will stop 3 weeks from tomorrow because of Brexit, you might want to rethink that, because already the Asian markets are showing stability. The European markets still a little, American early trading on the market show things to be pretty strong. The interesting thing in all of the market conversation that there is today, the German markets are really shaky, because yesterday Volkswagen agreed to pay $15 billion to settle claims in our country and elsewhere. $15 billion, and it'll be in the form of a check to every single person who bought one of those Volkswagens over 2 years. There's, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of them. I know my son will get a check for $5,000, and my daughter will get a check for $5,000, because they both bought those diesel Volkswagens last year, I think it was. Wasn't it earlier in the year? I think early last year, 2015. They're both 2015 cars. So they'll get $5,000, and I think everybody else gets $5,000. Plus, if you want the car to be fixed so that it meets the specifications, you can do that. Those who don't want it to meet specifications will apparently have a choice to avoid. They may lose a little value when they trade the car in. But, for example, my daughter doesn't want to, as much as she is all about the environment. She said, this is better because we're using less fuel. They would lose about 4 to 6 miles a gallon with the refurbishment. And this how crazy. This is the damnedest thing when it comes to government. They want to have, this is what our rules are, this is what it says in the book, and therefore you have to do it. Now, did Volkswagen screw with the regulations? Absolutely. Are they a bunch of no-good-you-know-whats? Yeah, I suppose. I mean, how are they different than lots of other
businesses? But the rules were really hard to adhere to.
They were.
What are you supposed to do?
They're asinine. Right.
The government makes rules that you can't...
Yeah. Right. You can't live by.
You can't achieve.
No.
So they say, okay, well, let's just turn this screw
good,
a little bit, and the computer will tell it that we're doing it.
Right, yeah. So anyway, I'm looking at this circumstance, and then I'm looking at the study that's out today on dangerous emissions that supposedly cause climate change. Do you know what the single most effective action that you can take is to reduce the emissions from cars? It's simple. Buy a Volkswagen. If you didn't know that, buy a Volkswagen diesel. It's the most fuel-efficient car that there is.
Or an electric car or hybrid.
Or electric car. Yeah, I'm talking about internal combustion engines, gasoline, diesel.
Well,
the diesel engine is much more fuel-efficient, but you're right. The electric car, obviously. Has
not so much.
Hands down. Except for how do they get their power? That's a rich
exactly.
Going to go,
there, where was it we were talking about, Doug, you and I were talking about, there was a city somewhere that demanded, like in Denmark or Norway or something like that.
An extra tax.
They were going to give you a tax refund if you bought an electric car.
Right.
So all these people, the whole city, half the city's driving around in electric cars. Well, what they didn't realize is that they get their electricity from coal.
So I can't believe I'm going to ask you guys a question about cars, but I was thinking about it when I was stuck in traffic the other day. So the electric cars, the ones that you actually have to plug in to charge, and they say, you get 40 miles or 50 miles or 60 miles, whatever it is out of a charge. Does that actually take you through the distance or the time spent sitting in traffic? Could you run out of electricity sitting in traffic?
Great question. That's a great question.
Thank you. I was worried you were going to laugh at me.
No. Driving expends more energy than sitting does, but sitting still takes charge away from the car.
Unless you shut the car off. shut it off.
In traffic. Because I know, like, the Prius will charge itself as it drives, but right. I'm talking about the ones you actually have to plug
well,
in.
Well, these newer cars, like the ones that we have, if you stop at a light, they stop. You have to either push something that kills that, or when you hit your put your foot on the accelerator, it starts immediately and moves. That's supposed to be an environmental thing. It is the biggest load. What a it's just nonsense, because it takes more fuel to start a car than it does to let it idle for up to 4 minutes. And people who don't know that, Richie probably learned that a long time ago mm-hmm. in the car business. But if you let the car idle for 3 or 4 minutes, it burns up less fuel than if you shut it off, and the fuel has to go back in to charge the system again when it sucks up. Say again?
It's a fuel dump when you start the car.
Yeah, it right, dumps, exactly.
I mean,
right.
the fuel yeah. injection is a lot more.
That's why when
economic.
You start a car, whether it's a gas or a diesel engine, you see exhaust, because what you've done in the combustion system is take out the extra gas that was left in the cylinders when you shut the car off.
All right, she's glazing over now. I can see
All right, I'm sorry.
I know.
Okay.
yeah, Were you anyway. Still talking? I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
Even though she asked the question.
Yeah, you asked the question.
It still
what
has
do you want
to be a 10-second answer.
I wanted it to be, yes, it's the, you know, yes, it's 50 okay. miles, or no, you'll run out of gas sitting in traffic.
You will run out of gas sitting in
you
traffic.
Will run,
well,
yes, you
mentally.
Yes.
Run out of power.
Yeah. So now here comes another study that shows how Americans are back into their love of bigger cars, pickup trucks, sport utility vehicles, because the price of gasoline has gone down. Now it's going back up again. But still, what's been sold since the price of gasoline went down? The number of pickup trucks, bigger cars, like, you know, the 7 BMWs, stuff like that, and sport utility vehicles, up 75% mm-hmm. from 2 years ago. Because then they're flying. I went into the Range Rover dealer the other day to try to figure something out, and they're just out the door. There was Richie. Ladies, you will not believe this. I was appalled. The guy who runs the store has become a friend. So he says, come look at this car. And looking at this car. And it has all leather seats, which is anathema to me. It has, this is.
Why?
This, what, leather seats?
Yeah.
That's because it comes from cows.
Oh, please. Anyway, I love my leather seats.
So,
is there an option for Range Rover to not have leather seats?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
I don't have them. Anyway, so but the car is finished off. By a gun company. Is it Hawkins and Hawkins or Haywood and Haywood? Or, you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't. That's yeah. awesome, though.
So they built these cars. They cost $240,000. They have gun racks in them. They're all handmade. And this guy said he already sold one. I said, who'd you sell them to? He said a 30-year-old Chinese entrepreneur who has a company in Boston came out, bought it, paid cash for it. And is they only are making 100 of these cars, and this guy's already sold 2 of them out of this dealership.
Holland and Holland Range Rover.
Holland and Holland. Okay, yeah. So you can look in this gun racks in the back. They slide them in and out. There's all kinds of fancy stuff in this thing. But because it's made like a Rolls Royce
wow.
by hand.
Look at this.
Are you
thing.
Looking at it?
It's got reclining seats in the back.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Nice leather.
And not only going to China, but they are going to the Middle East and all over the place where they're just, you know.
Wow.
People. It's just, did you look it up, Victoria? Did you see?
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Huh? Ruling.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I wouldn't have one of those.
Well, I mean, not the leather part. I mean, not the leather part. I don't do excessive leather stuff either, yeah, but I'm just saying the details are really beautiful.
I want
beautiful.
Leather cup holders.
It's all, that's natural wood inside, real wood, just like on the stock of the guns that these people make.
Look at the inlay done on the door handles. That's beautiful.
That's what I'm looking at too. That's amazing.
It's pretty.
I'm looking for a commercial on Range Rovers. Anyway, I just find it excessive and crazy.
My '67 Bronco would drive right over this thing, though.
Yes, it
oh,
would.
Come on,
no question about it. But imagine spending that kind of dough for something that highlights something that's as offensive as hunting. At least for me, anyway.
Stop it.
You know how I am about that. 16 past the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Where are you likely to overspend? Name the places where you're likely to blow the budget and maybe go in debt. Here's the social science of it. First off, parents are likely to overspend on their children, especially during the holiday. The typical kid asks for 4 or 5 presents, and the typical parent gives 7 to 10. We also overspend on our pets. There are entire stores devoted to Fluffy and Fido. We're also likely to overspend when it comes to college. The difference between state and private college is astronomical. Finally, we're likely to overspend on weddings. What's the cheap psychological trick? Humans spend more when emotions are out of control. To avoid overspending, just put time between you and any purchase. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, people in the news. Katherine Heigl is pregnant with her first child, even though she already has two. That's quite the math equation. 2 + 1 = 3, even though this is her first pregnancy.
She adopted.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
She actually, her story for adoption is really cool. She went to adoption right away because she had an adopted sister growing up, and she loved that relationship so much that she and her husband adopted. So that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Is she, what is she doing in the world of entertainment these days? She's tried to be a movie actress and isn't making it. She left television because she thought she could do better than she is, but she can't. She doesn't do much in terms of attracting people to movies, it would appear. So what's her future look like? She's going to stay home and raise
children?
And
maybe, Victoria, I might be wrong, but I think she kind of did herself dirty a little bit because she left Grey's Anatomy, and she kind of got, and she left in a bad way, so she kind of got this stigma as a diva because she was doing movies and she was opening them pretty well.
Really?
She had Knocked Up, she had some other ones, but I think she got that reputation of being kind of a jerk, and so then all of a sudden her career just cool down.
Well, it didn't help when she was bashing Knocked Up after she had done the movie, and Judd Apatow heard about it and was just like, okay, you really don't need to bash the movie.
Do you know who Candace Payne is? Chewbacca mom.
Oh, okay. I know. Yes. Chewbacca mom. Yeah.
Yeah. She.
Call her by her real name, please.
Well, what are you
Chewbacca mom.
Chewbacca mom.
Chewbacca mom. Right. So 100 million Facebook viewers. Still, people are talking about this.
Seriously?
Yeah, can you imagine?
She has her own doll now, right?
Yeah, Hasbro has made a doll. 21 after.
Good Lord.